Okay, this morning, if I were to put a topic on what we're doing, I want to share with you all concerning protection of disassociation. Protection of disassociation. And this Bible study to me really means a lot to me, and I hope that you all get something from it. One of my mentors died yesterday, Miles Monroe. He died in a plane accident, being prayed for the Bahama Faith Ministries, because not only did they lose their pastor, but they lost a pastor, his wife, and his daughter. They all died in a plane crash. And this is some of the teaching that I got from him that I will be sharing with you all this morning. But in the protection of disassociation, there's one verse that Jesus spoke about in the book of Matthew, the 15th chapter and the 14th verse. It says, if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. If the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. On our pursuit of our vision and our dreams, it means that we're going to have to disassociate ourselves from certain people and places, that if we're going to make it to our dream, if we're going to be successful, there's some people, some things, some places that we're going to have to disassociate ourselves with. Some people say that it doesn't really matter whom you associate yourself with. They wouldn't want to hurt anybody by disassociating from them. Oftentimes we have friends and even some family members that are close to us that we really don't want to hurt their feelings by disassociating with them, but at the same time, they are more of a hindrance.
Do whatever you want to do.
Than they are a help. And there's some feedback here coming in. Let's see if I can mute the lines.
Happened to him?
Okay. Everyone should be muted now. Sorry about that interruption. To go back, let me just backtrack a little bit. Some people feel that disassociating themselves with other people is going to hurt them. It's going to hurt their relationship. But we have to be mindful of our dream, our vision that God planted in us. And that is our purpose. The vision and the purpose that God has for us is going to cause us to disassociate ourselves with people. When Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, both fall into a ditch, he was telling us not to be foolish by following those who are spiritually blind. You have to disassociate yourself from people who aren't going anywhere and don't want to go anywhere in life. The sad thing is that some people literally sacrifice their dreams, their vision, and their lives because they are afraid of having conflict and disagreement with others. If you need to remove yourself from some people and activities that have been hindering you, stand firm when you tell your former companions in love, I don't do that any longer. I can't go out with you tonight. Simply, we aren't going in the same direction. Not anymore. Choose friends that have a heart for God and his purpose. Associate with people who want you to move forward in your vision. Let them be your encouragement. This association does not need to be confrontational. Sometimes you can ease out of people's lives very quietly and very subtle, just as you eased into them. If you listen to the critics, you won't do what you were born to do. Let me say that again. If you listen to the critics, you won't do what you were born to do. Remember that Nehemiah said when his critics tried to distract him from his vision, he said, I am carrying on a great project, and I cannot come down off this wall. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? That is Nehemiah 6 and 3. One of the things that I know about climbing a mountain is that no one ever got to the top of the mountain with someone else carrying them. Your journey is your journey. Your God-given vision is your God-given vision. Your purpose is the purpose God has for you. From this day forward, start looking at who's helping you and who's hindering you. Gravitate yourself closer to the people that can help you and slowly move further away from the people that are hurting you. Everybody doesn't believe in your vision. Everybody doesn't believe in your purpose. Everybody doesn't believe in your business. It's not good for progression to have a lot of negativity going in your ears all the time, at any time. So the lesson today simply says, just protect yourself. And this association is a way of protecting yourself. Do we have any comments, questions, or concerns concerning our Bible lesson this morning? Can everyone hear me? Kim, are you there?
Yes.
Betty, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Sarah? Yes.
Okay, I had my phone muted.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Does anyone have any comments or concerns that they would like that? Just go ahead and jump in.
This is Betty. I just want to say that this is just such an important lesson, and I think that we often don't think about the people that we are associating ourselves with on a spiritual level. I think, you know, we just kind of go through life, and we end up aligned with the people we're aligned with. But we really need to be in prayer and discernment over who would God have us hang out with. And so I think this was just a really good reminder lesson. So I appreciate that, Lamar.
Thank you, and thank you for adding value to the call. And you are so correct. Often we don't pick our circles, they pick for us. Our coworkers,
right.
Our family, friends of our families, friends of our coworkers, we just find ourselves in their circle. Any other comments or concerns? None. I'm going to take it as if we have no other comments or concerns or questions. And I want to thank you all for allowing me to have my input on this call this morning. I hope it's something that everyone could use just be cognizant of the fact that you are a person that God created for a purpose. Your purpose and your mission may be totally different from someone else's. And therefore, you have to be obedient to God to go where you need to go, and everyone can't go. Just this year, I will share that I had a long relationship, and I actually thought it was going to turn into a marriage one day. But the longer we dated, the more I realized we were going in different directions. And as painful as it was, I had to disassociate myself with someone I had learned to love. And as painful as it has been and was, I've had so much peace since then. So disassociating ourselves is not always easy. I'll be the first to say that. Any other comments, questions, or concerns before I go ahead and pray as we get ready to move on throughout our day and our week?
Thank you for hosting today, Lamar.
You're welcome. Now, I don't know how, I can't remember how Becky does this, but I'm going to challenge everyone, if you could give me a 10-second takeaway, one thing that you took away from this call. And I'm going to start with Carol. You don't have to if you don't want to, but I would love to hear it.
I just think that it was a great reminder this morning, and I thank you very much. Sometimes we get into associations that we think we're trying to help people, and we're trying to get them to see what we see, not only with their relationship with Christ, but also with their the business opportunity or how our particular product can help them, and sometimes they just don't want your help, or they don't want things that they say are very discouraging. So this is a good reminder for me as I move forward this week.
Thank you, Carol, for adding value. Gloriella.
Yes. This was a good reminder, like she said, that not everyone that is in our path is for us, as hard as that sounds, and we have to be wise and be praying and have discernment to ask the Lord who is for us and continue with the ones that are.
Amen. Outstanding. Sarah.
Yeah. What you said about being mindful about the vision and the purpose that God has for us, we have to remember that, and that has to be a constant reminder to myself that it's not about me, it's not about what I want, it's not about the people that I think should be with me, because we all know we have those people who we want it so bad for, and we kind of want to drag them along and put them on our back and take them to that top of that mountain, and we have to be reminded that, yeah, we can't do that because it's not what's in the plan for us. So I thought that was great. Thank you.
Betty, thank you for adding value to the call. Betty?
I just want to say that what I think it was Carol just said, I kind of already contributed about what you said, and but to add to that about being mindful that sometimes we think we're trying to help someone, and I think we often get into alignment with people because we are trying to help them, but there again, we have to be discerning about whether they want that help and whether God wants us to help them. So that was another great lesson.
Thank you for adding value. Betty?
That was me.
I'm sorry. Kim.
Well, I like your message. Sometimes I think when you're on the journey and God has the plan for you, and if you don't listen carefully to what he's saying or where he wants you to go, you can end up with bad associations. But I find that sometimes God helps you clean out the cupboard, if you will, and the people that aren't supposed to be in your life, God helps pick them to not be in your life. They fade away. And in the long term, you find that that was the best thing for you. So I think a lot of it is you really have to listen, too. You really have to listen to what God's saying to you.
I totally agree. Thank you so much, Kim, for your adding value to the call. I want to thank you all for adding value to the call, because everyone has said something similar but in their own voice, and we all were able to take something from everyone's voice and the way they said it that's going to help us, not just today, but throughout this week, hopefully throughout the remainder of this year, hopefully throughout our lives, that disassociation, we have to protect it. We have to protect it. We have to protect it as if it was a precious jewel. Each and every one on this call has been given a gift by God. And you have to protect that gift of helping, whether it's in a direct selling business, whether it's in your spiritual life, whether it's protecting your family from disassociating. You have to protect your children from the people that they associate with. So just being mindful that God has given us a gift, and because he's trusted us with that gift, we have to be good stewards. And being good stewards, it means sometimes we got to stand up and in love just say, you know, I can't go any further with you. And find our own words and our own godly compassion words to just disassociate ourselves with them. So again, thank everyone for the value that you've added to the call. And if you don't mind, I'm going to close out the recording so that we can have our final prayer and move on with our week. 1 second.